Page 143. The Truth About the American Jury System.
Each year, over 30 million people are sent a summons in the mail. From that, an estimated 1.5 million are selected to serve on a jury, and it's during that selection process when most of the problems emerge. Attorneys have a certain number of strikes or peremptory challenges where they can remove jury candidates without any explanation. For decades, it was perfectly legal to use these strikes on a discriminatory basis, and that's exactly what prosecutors did.
The prosecutor, time after time after time, was choosing to see white jurors and striking black jurors or jurors of color. You know, courts were routinely saying that there was not proof enough of discrimination.
The issue finally came to a head in 1986. The Supreme Court made it illegal to strike based on racial or sexual discrimination. But what has that really changed? Turns out prosecutors found ways to still discriminate.
In the 1990s, prosecutors in North Carolina received a cheat sheet about how to go to court and defend against claims of racial bias in a way that would allow them to pick a discriminatory jury.
The racial bias continued to be mostly unchecked and underreported well into the 2000s. Then finally, in 2010, a report revealed a shocking reality. Between 2005 and 2009, prosecutors in Houston County, Alabama had excluded 80% of blacks who qualified for jury service on death penalty cases.
Death penalty trials are infected from the beginning to the end with racial bias. We know overwhelmingly that prosecutors are far more likely to seek the death penalty when the victim is white. White lives matter more when we actually look at how the death penalty is applied. And that it should be very, very troubling to all of us.
In fact, all white juries will convict a black defendant 16% more often than they would a white defendant.
Copyright Business Insider.